Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Connecting Soul Beings podcast, offering you inspiration, tips, and learning about tuning into the language of your soul and gain a deep, intuitive understanding of your inner self, your guides, and the animals around you, so you are able to live from your heart with grace, love, and gratitude. We bring together spiritual leaders, energy healers, and awakened humans, so we are able to collaborate and help you feeling loved, joyful, and free by providing clear direction on how to connect soul to soul. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to another episode of the Connecting Soul Beings podcast. This particular episode was recorded during the 2018 Connecting Soul Beings Summit. This summit contains 28 experts and thought leaders, and we created this event to help conscious, self-aware soul beings and animal lovers to have inspiration and practical guidance on how to feel connected and in alignment, filled with beautiful energy. You can also watch the videos of these episodes on our YouTube channel, which is listed in the show notes. Please enjoy. Hello and welcome back to the online summit Connecting Soul Beings. Today I have the great pleasure to introduce you to Dr. Deb Peretz from Boston, USA. She is a wonderful, sparkling person, and she will talk all about karmic coaching and how evolutionary astrology can lead to happiness. We had a lot of fun, and so I'd love for you to grab yourself a cup of coffee or a tea and enjoy this wonderful conversation. Okay, so I'd love to find out more about how you moved from teaching, being that very, you know, headspace, practical way of helping people, into karmic coaching.
Well, you know, it's really a funny story, kind of, because I'd always wanted to be a teacher, always wanted to be a college professor. That was my dream job as a little kid. So while I was doing it, it felt like, okay, I'm living my dream. This is great. And the truth is, the universe was sending me these little signs along the way. It's like, no, this isn't what you're supposed to be doing. But I wasn't listening, right, as so many of us don't. And I knew better, though, because I'd always been an intuitive person. I'd always been interested in the higher self. I used tarot cards since I was 20. So this shouldn't have been a surprise, but I was resisting the messages. And so, as they say, if you don't do things the easy way, the universe has to trip you up and do it the harder way. Mm-hmm. So when I went up for tenure, I didn't get tenure. Yeah. And it came as such a surprise and a shock, but it was a real wake-up call for me. And then I had to decide, okay, am I going to go look for another job in higher ed? Or is this, was the universe giving me an opportunity to do what I'm supposed to do? And I didn't even have to think for more than a second, because I knew in my gut, I knew that it was the right thing. So even though it hurt, because, you know, you didn't get something that you thought you were going to get and that you wanted, but inside something was cheering and it was like, wow. And then as soon as I decided, all right, it's time for me to embrace my intuitive, I don't know what to call it, abilities, but the intuitive side of it. And I want to help other people get in touch with their inner compass, because I wasn't listening to mine. Like, I had been in touch with mine all my life, and then all of a sudden I stopped listening to it, and I got in a very, not very healthy place, literally as well. The universe was just doing all sorts of things to get me out of there, and I just wasn't listening. So I'd like to use that and my lesson and help others. You know, when you feel stuck, what are the signs? What are those the gentle signs the universe is telling you? Or when you feel stuck, all it is, it's your higher self or the universe saying, you're on the wrong path. You have to realign with your true purpose, the purpose that you were born here to fulfill. And that's the only way any of us can really be happy. So some of us are better at listening to that inner compass. I usually am good at it, except for this one blip. But that's how I... that was really how I got the push. And it was hard for me because as someone who comes from academia where, you know, it's all about empirical research and publishing and credibility and authority. And now here I am coming out. It's like, oh, not only is life coaching a really important thing, but if you integrate evolutionary astrology, it's like rocket fuel. Wow. And now my colleagues are looking at me like, have you lost your mind? So that was a big jump for me to like to go out. I say I've come out of the woo-woo closet, you know, and
yes.
You know what? That's right. Yes, I've published in peer-reviewed journals. I know what empirical research is and objectivity and, you know, the higher self, the universe and karmic purposes and evolutionary astrology, all this stuff is real too. So that was a big
Absolutely.
Thing for me.
Yeah, wow. That must have been really challenging to accept that as well for yourself.
Yeah, it was scary. And in fact, I'm still, it's funny because this is a recent shift for me. It was actually just a couple of years ago that I left. This is kind of funny. So the first thing I said, all right, I'm going to do intuitive life coaching. And I joined this networking group of other coaches. There are like thousands and thousands of coaches in this group. And all of a sudden, I realized there are a lot of people doing intuitive life coaching. It's like, well, who am I to do it? I'm thinking, I can't do this. And it's like, I'm not, it's too late for me to start. By the time I start, I'll be an old lady. So I chickened out and I said, you know what? I'm an expert in teaching and learning. These coaches now all want to start their own online programs. Mm-hmm. I'll teach them how to create great online programs for their businesses. Yeah. So that was like my compromise. That way I'll still be an entrepreneur. I'll still be helping people in another way.
Yeah.
But this was a way that felt safe to me. You know, mm-hmm. I've got my PhD in teaching and learning. I've got my credibility, my authority, right? So that's the business I started. And then a year later, all of a sudden, like, I couldn't get myself to do any work on it. Like, I couldn't get out of bed. And I'm thinking, what happened? I love this. This is so great. And I couldn't move. And it's like, all right, the universe is talking to me. I better listen. And it's like, I should not have chickened out and turned my back on what I knew was the right path.
Yeah.
I was going to use my intuitive abilities to help other people get in touch with their inner compass. And I turned my back on that to do something that was my comfort zone, but that the universe had already pushed me away from education. So I made another really tough decision. It's like, you know what? I'm not continuing this business that I don't love anymore, the course creation coaching. It's not what I meant to do. And I'm going to take this big risk. And as someone who has no experience as a life coach, I've never worked professionally as an astrologer either, you know, and here I am putting myself out there. So that was another big thing. But the second I did that, it just felt so right. It was like a symphony of an orchestra just coming into tune together. And it's like, wow, how did I not hear that before? So then I did the Martha Beck Life Coach Training, which was another incredible journey on its own. And I was working with all these practice clients. And then I started branching off slowly with clients, trying out my different things of integrating the astrology and the channeling with the coaching. I'm also trained as a past life regression therapist. And so I was integrating all these things and trying them out. And the results were phenomenal. But what was more, it just felt so right. And it's like, wow. I need, you know, this is a big lesson for me, and I need to help other people get unstuck and do what's right for them.
Yes, yes. Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. That's
a long story, but a long, painful story. It wasn't easy.
Perfect, because I can so appreciate that people will resonate with that. You know, when people are struggling with the fact that, oh my goodness, I have something happening. I have, you know, I feel certain things, or all of a sudden it's not in flow anymore because I'm not enjoying what I'm doing.
That's exactly it.
I think that's quite not generic, but it's something that people go through. And I personally have seen that happen to a lot of people as well.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, so many of my clients, they're not necessarily coming to me with big issues. They're coming to me with, I'm just not happy. I don't know what it is. It's like, yeah, I've got a good job. Yeah, I've got a decent relationship. but there's just got to be more to life than this. Yes. You know, and it's, yes. And it's funny how often I'll hear that. And then when we start digging into it, all of a sudden we realize, you know what? They're not as happy as they think they are. And it was the same as me when I was teaching.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So earlier on, you mentioned that the universe is talking to me and I'm not listening. So what did you do to actually listen?
Well, as you know, there are a lot of different ways we can get in touch with our inner guidance. That what's beautiful is that we're not here on our own, right? There, we have a lot of guidance available to us if we're willing to listen. And different people are probably going to have affinities for different ways of getting that guidance. So, you know, for some people, it's as simple as following their gut. That, you know, they don't need to know anything about a higher self. They don't need to know any of their spirit guides personally. It's just, oh, I follow my gut. It leads me right. That's great. Some people who are channels, they can actually connect with their spirit guides. And that's actually what I do and have always done. I've been able to connect with guides. Different guides came at different times in my life. Now I have this whole team. And, you know, with practice, you get better at communicating and hearing, and it's just a matter of listening. But yeah. Sometimes, especially women who are, you know, who are mothers and have careers, and like I feel like my 30s were just like this one big blur, and you're just so busy from morning to night dealing with the mundane day-to-day aspects of life. Your spirit guides can be shouting from the rooftops and it's really hard to hear. So here's someone like me who, yes, I'd been talking to my guides for, you know, since I was 20, but I didn't hear anyone for like my 30s because I was just too overwhelmed with life. I would just started being a public school teaching in an urban school district, had two young kids. So hearing guides. For other people, it could be dreams. You can get the most amazing information from dreams, although that can be a little tricky. One of the things I do as a life coach is I help people interpret dreams. But some people think dreams are kind of literal. So, you know, if they dream something bad is going to happen, then they think that bad thing's going to happen. Like, no. Dreams are rarely literal. And other times, people think there's like Universal Dream Dictionary. If they look it up online, what does this mean in a dream? That'll help. It's like, no. It's not, this is your own communication. But dreams are another way. Some people will get specific, they'll hear things. Some people will just sense or feel like, you know, I just feel like I should apply for this job. I don't know why. It just feels like the right thing to do. And you can call that going with your gut. But I mean, there's so many different modalities. But we do have guides. And then the one that I'm using most right now is the birth chart. So when you're born, the map of the stars at that moment, it's really a map to your best life if you know how to use it. And what's funny about astrology is, you know, as someone who comes from academia with the PhD in the empirical research, I don't get why it works or how it works, you know, because it's not, you can't really scientifically defend it. However, all I can say from like, you know, a couple of decades of using this is that it works and it never fails. So I find that evolutionary astrology, and that's a special kind of astrology, evolution. It's the kind developed by Jeffrey Wolf Green and Stephen Forrest, you know, standing on the shoulders of many others. But that's one way that I found to be just a really practical, easy way of getting to your in touch to your best life.
Wow. I didn't realize astrology could do that. That that's amazing.
It's amazing, yeah.
Wow. So how do you use it in your... Sorry?
No, go ahead. I was about to answer that question, so go for it.
How do you use that in your coaching? Like, what can we expect?
Okay, so when you look at someone's chart, you can get a look at what their karmic purpose is. You know, you look at the Pluto, you look at the nodes. And you get a sense of what they're here to do, and you look at what houses the different planets are in, and the angles, and then you have an idea. So, like with regular life coaching, someone could come and say, "All right, I'm miserable," or "I don't know what to do for work," and you have to, and you just start from anywhere. It's like, okay, let's talk, and then we see what limiting beliefs come up, and see where the things are. So it's almost like when you're starting out, it's kind of random. All right, let's take a left, right, go straight. Who knows? And then we'll see where we go. But if I have the birth chart, well, I can say, well, you're Pluto, you're part of the Pluto and Libra generation, and your Pluto is in the 10th house. So a lot of this is going to revolve around relationships in the professional public sphere. Yeah. So it kind of gives me that jumpstart. It's kind of like someone says, okay, you've got to find something in your city, but I'm not going to tell you where it is. You just have to search your whole city until you find it. And what your birth chart is says, well, why don't you try, 3 miles northeast, half a block west of that, and then start looking there.
Mm-hmm.
Shortcut.
Yeah. So practical.
I'm not saying you can't find it without your birth chart. I'm just saying, yeah, it's a lot faster with it.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you need to, the coaching is the key part, because there are a lot of fabulous astrologers which will tell you all this stuff, and you'll sit there on the phone for 2 hours like, wow, how did you know that? How did you know? This is amazing. And then they hang up, they go make dinner, they, go to sleep, go to work, and nothing happens, nothing changes. No. But when you integrate with life coach, it's like, okay, well, now that we've uncovered this area, let's dig deep. What are the limiting beliefs that you're taking? Where do they come from? How can we just diffuse these limiting beliefs? How can we replace them with positive intentions? That's where the hard work comes in. So the karmic astrology is the roadmap. It gives you the head start, but then you still have to do the work.
Yeah, exactly. Because I so appreciate that, because it's usually that one-off going in to get the information and then you're left alone. So it's amazing that you pick it up from there and actually help someone to get through and guide them on that path to see where it takes them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually why I stopped doing the one-off karmic life purpose readings, because I found that, even people with the best of intentions, they don't follow through. They don't see results, and then they think, it wasn't that helpful. Yeah. So it's like, no, well, if you want to see the results, you have to do the work, and that's where you really need a coaching.
Yeah, fantastic. Love it. That's really cool. Yeah. So, but with karmic, is that just the astrology that you focus on, or do you do more than that? Karmic, to me, sounds very universal. It sounds very much like, outer space almost.
So the reason why I call it the karmic coaching is because, we're not here as just this being and this body and this time. Mm. We're actually, our souls have been around a lot, some of us older than others, but we've all had previous lives, and we're bringing that baggage into this life with us. So it's not just the baggage we're bringing in with us, but we're here to specifically learn certain lessons. And we're also here to play a role in other people learning their lessons. So it's like we all have a life's purpose.
Yes.
And the only way to true happiness is to align with that life's purpose. And that is what the ultimate goal of coaching is to be happy. You want to be happy. So the only way to do that is to align yourself. Because a lot of people say, I just want to be famous and I'll be happy, right? How many famous people end up being very unhappy? Rich. Yeah. If I had millions of dollars, I'd be happy. How many millionaires are miserable? Yeah. It's like, no, but what's going to make you happy? Well, that's where karma comes into it. What are you taking in with you from your previous lives? What are you here to particularly work on, resolve, and learn? So that's what the karmic really is. It's about your soul's evolution, which is why the kind of astrology I do is called evolutionary astrology. Because the whole point is, how can astrology play a role in helping you learn the lessons you're here to learn?
Exactly.
And that's the only role. It's, how can it help you learn? So I guess I want to make the distinction. I don't really, it's not the typical popular astrology. It's not like, oh, don't buy a car on this week and you should get married on that. That's not what we do. No. We're looking for, is what is it you're bringing in with you? How can we align to your life's purpose so that you can learn the lessons you need to learn and evolve at a faster rate than you would have otherwise.
Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, and this is something that, you know, it creeps into my mind and I'm sure other people as well. What is happiness? Is it a state? Is it an emotion? What is it?
Yeah, that's a great question that if you had, you know, 200 hours, we might be able to try to answer. But, you know, that's why I try to always say happier. It's a state where you feel aligned with what you're supposed to do. And I think it's going to feel different to different people. It's not always that for some people it's like giddy laughter, right? But for other people it's the absence of pain. For other people it's, you know, maybe happiness is the wrong word, but it's just having that understanding where things make sense. Mm-hmm. And to go to the far opposite end of happiness, you know, there's Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, where even in the very worst scenario possible that any human could live through, finding meaning can make it bearable. Mm-hmm. So that if you take that as a continuum, you have the giddy happiness on the one hand and that, and then it's going to be somewhere in between depending on what it is that you're here to do. Mm-hmm. But I have to admit, you know, I do love teaching. And when I was a teacher, I would come back from a class on a high. I really would feel high. Yeah. It's like, I just love this. I love the exchange of energy, the exchange of ideas. And I feel the same way after a great coaching session. And so that's happiness. I feel like I'm doing something that I'm meant to do. Mm-hmm. I'm having an impact on others. They're having an impact on me. This is good. This is happy. So that's, I guess, how I'm defining happiness.
Yeah. Wonderful.
It just feels right.
It does. Yes.
And it will be different for each person. Yeah.
Mm. And it really lifts you up. It helps you to raise your own vibration, your own energy. You know, it's when I come out of a session with a client or with an animal, my partner always says, oh my God, how you look when you come out of a session. She goes, it is amazing to watch that. She goes, your whole energy is beautiful. You're almost lighting up, you know, she goes, you're. So
that's happiness.
It's happiness, right? Yeah, exactly.
Now, if you're someone who suffers from depression, you know, your idea of happiness is going to be a little different. So I think it's really important to remember that we're all individuals and we're here, but wherever you are now, you can shift towards happiness, and you can feel lighter, you can raise your vibration, and to be honest, the sky's the limit to how far, how high you raise the vibration. That's just up to you.
Yes.
And the work that you're willing to do on yourself. But again, it all revolves around learning the lessons, the specific lessons that you are here to learn, playing and living out that life purpose and not someone else's life purpose. Just to, you know, Martha Beck in her, I am a Martha Beck trained life coach. She talks about the essential self and the social self. And the essential self, you know, is that true self, that inner compass self, but From birth, our caregivers have been, and society have been telling us what to believe and what to think, and that's how we kind of get led astray. So a lot of times, our definitions of happiness have been borrowed, usually subconsciously, from other people. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear other people say, you know, making six-figure income, that's happiness, right? That's success. And, you know, it turns out, well, that's not your idea of success, but you've adopted that. That's your belief. So that's an example of a limiting belief. It's not your belief. And it's the same thing. So you're adopting someone else's life purpose for you. Oh, you should be a doctor or a lawyer, right? How many parents want their kids to be doctors or lawyers?
Yeah.
I had a friend who made it all the way through medical school before she realized, but I don't want to be a doctor. It was her parents that wanted her to be a doctor.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's the thing. It's what is finding out what happiness is to us. And it's not always what we think it is.
No, exactly. And that's how we get surprised, like you were.
Boy, was I surprised. I don't know how I didn't see that coming. I really don't. Because I did get the messages. I just, you know, we could be very good at being in denial.
Absolutely.
But part of me is thinking that I had the universe actually made me go into denial so that I would have that experience that I could bring it into the work I'm doing now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you know, every person I've spoken to, it's all about if you don't do what you're meant to be doing, always something happens that gets you on that path to do it, whether that was a hard thing or an easy thing. It just mm-hmm. always happens, you know, yeah. for myself as well. I mean, I'm sitting here being, you know, this person who connects with animals and spirit, and whereas I've got a 20-year career history in corporate finance, you know, and that's like, whoa, you know, similar to you with being, you know.
I was just saying, when you first came out as that must have been a challenge like it was for me.
Yes, very much so. Because you start to analyze it all. Why is this and what's happening and how does this work? And so that was quite a tough challenge to go through. But the universe provided. I was made redundant. So
see,
I was supported, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah. Let's jump. Let's do this.
You know, Jeffrey Wolf Green, one of the main founders of evolutionary astrology, he says, you know, there's two ways that the universe, you can align with your path, your karmic purpose. The gentle way, you know, if you listen to the signs you're getting, the slow and easy route. And if you don't, if you're hard of hearing, you know, and you're not listening, there's the cataclysmic route.
Yes.
Some of us need the cataclysmic route.
Exactly. And, you know, you have to listen then when those sorts of situations happen. You have to, you're forced to.
Yeah. You know? Well, when you were made redundant, you had the same choice I had. Do you look for another job that you have the experience and qualifications for? And to be honest, there were about 4 tenure track positions in my field that were open in my area at that time.
Wow.
And it took a bit of willpower to say no.
Yes, I can imagine.
Know, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm finally going to listen.
Yes. And we're much happier for it, right?
Oh my goodness.
Exactly.
You know, it was like the minute I made that decision internally, I felt so much lighter.
Yeah.
So, and my friends from, you know, the school that I worked at, they kept checking, oh, how are you? And they all felt so horrible for me. And I'm like, all smiles. It's like, I'm sorry. I just feel so happy. Yes, I'm unemployed. Yes, I'm starting a business from scratch that, you know, I don't even know what I'm doing, but I'm so happy. And
yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah,
who knew?
Exactly. That's right. Who knew? So what's the one thing that you would like to share with the audience that they could perhaps implement or work on for themselves that gets them started?
Absolutely. I think the main thing I would love all the listeners to take away is you can be happier. You can change. Whatever it is, no matter how stuck or miserable you feel now, there is a lot. Like, happiness is still in the cards for you.
Yeah.
And it's not that all you have to do is align with your path. So what's one thing you can do today? Meditation, you know, and I know some people hear the word meditation, they cringe, oh, I can't meditate.
Yeah.
But meditation is a lot of different things. Again, don't adopt someone else's definition of what meditation is. How I'm going to say it is, what you need to do is silence the left brain, silence the day-to-day world. And you need that because you can't hear your inner voice or your guides if there's all that background noise. So all meditation is a way of silencing the body, tuning out the mundane world, and then just listen. But first practice the silencing, you know, and they'll say, and you know, so if you're not the kind of person who likes to listen to a guided meditation, you know, there's a lot of mindfulness meditation downloads for free, or if you have iTunes or Amazon Music or something, there's lots. If that's not your thing, go take a hike in the woods, or go to the beach and just watch the waves. The only criteria you need for the meditation is just silence, to silence the mind, silence the body, and just tune into that silence. And eventually, when you start listening, you'll start hearing.
Absolutely. Wow, that's wonderful.
Oh, sorry, can I give one more?
That's okay.
The other one, for those of us, they're journaling. For those of us who are really in your head people, and I'm one of those in my head people, I've got a lot of Gemini and Virgo stuff going on. Journaling can be a great way to access your inner guidance, but you have to do it in a way that tricks your left brain, because, you know, the actual words and the verbal ability is left brain stuff, but it's the right hemisphere of your brain that connects to the higher self and to the guides. So the way you trick it is by just typing any or writing anything and everything that comes to mind without stopping. You can't stop and edit or censor. You have to keep writing. And if you don't know what to write, you say, I don't know what to write, I don't know what to write, until something comes. And then once you get out some of that mundane stuff, then the gold starts to come. So those would be two. You got a twofer.
Wonderful. Love it. Yeah, the writing is, for me, very, very powerful. I mean, obviously, the meditation is really important. That's a daily practice. And, you know, I'm so used to it now that it just, I can just sit and you're there. And I so agree with you. You don't have to take on what other people believe around meditation either. You know, it is how you feel that you can best be silent. You know, and it doesn't matter where that is. It could be in the toilet.
Yes. It doesn't matter. So that's what it's like. For some people, it's the only place where they don't get disturbed.
And to journal, oh my goodness, when I discovered that years ago, I read this book, The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron.
Julia Cameron.
So the morning pages, and that has been a lifesaver. Over the years.
Me too. You know,
it's been absolutely amazing. And the stuff that comes out of your hand is... Some of you...
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Ever want to look at it again? Because it just, you know, but it's gone. It's out of your energy. It's just there. But some of the stuff that comes out, and sit there going, whoa, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and such big learnings and things that come through and... Yeah, wonderful.
That's how I started channeling, actually, was through my journaling. And actually the mediumship as well. It was just something that worked. And it's like, wait, where is this coming from? This is not coming from me. Like, yeah.
Powerful stuff. And people always say, oh, but I don't write. And it doesn't matter. Just put your pen and paper and just allow your hand to go.
No one's going to be looking at it. No one's going to be circling the grammatical or typing errors. No, just you.
Right. That's the beauty of it. That's wonderful. Wow, Deb, that's been an amazing conversation. I absolutely loved it. Thank you so much. You're an absolutely wonderful person. And I love what you do. It's very, very unique. And I'm sure you're going to be able to help so many people to their happiness. And yeah, it's been amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. This was great. I had a lot of fun.
Excellent.
And good luck to all the listeners. I really hope that, you know, you take away things from this summit and just go transform your lives. You can do it.
Absolutely. Can't agree more. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to yet another inspiring episode of Connecting Soul Beings podcast. I love receiving your comments, stories, and feedback as they are truly inspiring. So please take some time to comment on this episode below. If you love the show, you can help us by sharing and liking it via your favorite podcast platform and our website. And if you feel that we can work together in helping you to connect to your inner self and the animals, then hop on over to biancaderose.com or find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram under Bianca De Rose. Thank you again so much. Say hi to your pet from me and stay connected with love and grace.